Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Yolanda on the phone. Good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yolanda. We got your nomination for Paula, and this is your sister?
Yes, it is. My baby sister.
Aww. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your baby sister on the line, and then we'll have you read your wish, okay?
Sounds good. Hello.
Hi, is this Paula?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Paula. It's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Christie. I'm listening to you guys right now.
We're good. How are you?
I'm okay.
We also have your sister Yolanda on the line.
Good morning.
And you know we're doing Christmas Wish if you're listening, right? And
yes.
So Yolanda nominated you for a Christmas wish. Would it be okay if she read her nomination?
Absolutely.
All right. Go ahead, Yolanda.
Okay. Paula Williams is the youngest of 8 children. She's also a single unemployed mother of 2 daughters. She and her daughters lived with our elderly parent, and when our father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, Paula became his primary caretaker. She cared for our father 24/7 until he passed away at the tender age of 90 years old in March 2015. 2 months after our father passed away, our mother, who was 85 years old at the time, was diagnosed with kidney failure and immediately began weekly dialysis treatment. Paula lovingly devoted herself to being the primary caretaker for our mother. In September 2018, our mother unexpectedly passed away at the tender age of 88 years old. Paula was devastated because both of our parents had died within a 3-year time span. Paula thought the passing of her parents was devastating. Little did she know, she was about to experience a very personal challenge that was really going to test her faith and trust in God. In November 2018, just 2 months after the death of our mother, Paula was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Paula's breast cancer treatments of chemotherapy, radiation, and endless doctor's appointments made her body very weak. However, with very little strength, she still managed to care for her 2 daughters and to get them to and from school each day. When Paula was in active treatment for her breast cancer, she received notification from the leasing office at her apartment complex that she had 2 months to move out of her apartment because it was being renovated. The death of her parents and her battle with breast cancer has really taken a toll on Paula physically, financially, mentally, and spiritually. Paula is truly an inspiration to me, our family, and so many others. Paula deserves to receive extra special joy and love blessings this 2019 Christmas season. Thank you. And I love you, Paula.
We have you here because we want to grant your sister's Christmas wish to her baby sister, you, Paula.
Thank you.
We always start off, do you guys have a Christmas tree yet?
No, we don't have a Christmas tree.
All right. Well, our friends at Armstrong Garden Center says nobody should be without a tree. So they want to give you guys a $75 gift card so you and the girls can go pick out a tree for your home, okay?
Wow.
You aren't going to have to worry about Christmas because we've got some new friends that joined Christmas Wish just this year. Our friends at Barron's Market, and they are offering each Wish recipient a $100 gift card so you can go get your Christmas dinner.
Oh, wow.
Tell me about your daughters.
I have 2 daughters, one age 19.
And what's her name?
Ariana.
Well, we heard from a little bird named Yolanda that she likes makeup and stuff, right?
She loves makeup.
All right.
Well, loves makeup.
So she has something under the tree. We wanted to give you guys a gift card to Sephora for $100.
Oh, my goodness.
So she can get whatever.
That's my favorite spot.
All right. And so now in your second daughter is?
Oh, Anaya.
And how old is Anaya?
Anaya will be 11 years old on Sunday.
All right. So, Paula, here's what we're going to do. And you decide which of these are birthday and which of these are Christmas. We want to get her. We understand that she's into Vans. She likes Vans tennis shoes.
Oh, she does.
All right.
She loves Vans tennis shoes.
All right. We're going to give her a $100 gift card so she can pick out the Vans that she wants.
Wow.
And then.
You guys are awesome.
We also want to give her a $100 AMC gift card so she can go to the movies with her friends for her birthday.
Oh, gonna love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And now, for a little something to wrap and put under the tree as a present, we have this really cool thing. You know James Corden, who does a late night show on TV, and he does carpool karaoke all the time. Well, he's come out. Yes. He's come out with a game. It's called Carpool Karaoke Game. And so, Anaya can drive you nuts by singing and performing karaoke. All right.
We thought it would be a fun family gift for you guys. We're not forgetting you, Paula. I think after all you've been through, I mean, your body has been through a lot. I kind of have a feeling you're probably not really pampering yourself at all, are you?
No.
Let's fix that.
Well, we have dear friends, Dr. Larry Pollack and Kate Loris of Del Mar Plastic Surgery, and they have provided us with a gift basket of really wonderful skincare products and a gift certificate for a facial. So you can go relax, let Marcy take care of you with a really beautiful facial.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. I'm speechless.
And Paula, I want you to promise me you don't pass this off to the girls, that you do it yourself.
I'm going to treat myself. Yes. Absolutely. Everything that I've been through, treating myself to this pampering moment.
There you go.
Pampering moment.
So now, Paula, we also find around the holiday times, and it's no different for anybody in the world. I don't care whether you make $3 million or you make $3 a year. It's always tight with money. Bills are always due. And so we understand you had a couple of bills due. So one of them we wanted to take care of. We understand you had an SDG and a water bill. We want to give you $300 to take care of those bills, okay?
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And we're going to give you $500 to catch up on your car payment and your car insurance, all right?
Oh, my goodness. I am behind on my car note.
Uh-huh. We heard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we understand groceries, a bill on medicines. So we're going to give you a $500 Visa gift card so you can go grocery shopping, get your medicine, whatever you, because that medicine, I know, is very important, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Now, one more thing. So that you can have a really nice Christmas with the tree and the dinner and the gifts and everything, we want to pay your rent for December. So we're going to give you $800 to pay your rent, okay?
No way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And then you catch up on everything and you just relax and enjoy each other and be a family.
Well, Paula, it's been a rough couple of years for you, and I think it's a perfect time for you just to catch up and enjoy the holidays with your girls. Okay,
take a deep breath and just relax and enjoy each other.
This is a huge blessing for myself and the girls. Thank you guys so much, Yolanda. I love you.
I love you too, Paula, so much.
Well, there's only one more thing I need from you guys to make sure this wish come true, and that is on the count of three, I need a Merry Christmas. Here we go. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.